Nikki, Nikki, you sure you don't want this?
It's okay. We're ready.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Call our meeting to order. All commissioners present. Got a number of items this morning. First on our agenda is an agenda review. And Nikki was just telling me that we don't have anybody lined up, signed up to be on the agenda, so that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Motion to approve agenda as presented.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next we show approval of minutes, executive and previous. And if we may, I'd like to bump those to later.
Okay.
Because these...
We can do that after a break or
something.
In
front of me, I've not looked at it, y'all.
I just went through some of these, but these aren't executives, are they? All of them.
These are ones that just fell through the cracks, Chuck.
That was what you were talking about.
Take your time. I mean, there's nothing in there. They took their time because of the front cover page. You know, we add all those check registry now.
Yes.
And those fell through the cracks during it, because if you look at the dates, it's a little older.
Okay.
But this, at the break, there's nothing.
And executive minutes, we would do an executive session. Is that correct, Bob? We don't have them in front of us yet.
That would be the best way to do it.
Yep. So we'll stall on approval of minutes.
Yep.
Nods on that. Okay.
Yep.
All right, next on our agenda is planning and zoning and BOA board members.
I think those were put on there for a discussion about putting that in the newspaper each time that we have board members come up. What the girls put those two on, they had park board, they had, there were several of them that were lined up. And so I think that's the reason that these showed up on there. I would like to table that till.
Well, my question, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, our trend has been is we've now been giving everyone 2 weeks so we can, you know, even though we have people maybe wanting to reserve when the term's up, we've put it in the paper for at least 2 weeks. Just to let people know what our trend has been. And I know we have one park board, but two BOA and two P&Z. So
and
what I'd like to do is direct Nikki to go ahead and get it in the paper to send if they're interested. If that's...
My only thing is remember that if you put it in the newspaper that the...
By district.
P&Z...
Township.
P&Z is township specific. Board of Adjustments not. But
we got your email on that. Okay. That's a good idea to remember. That's by district on those. If they have somebody that's in a certain district, they may want to serve, and then they can't because someone's serving in that district.
And those two districts are going to be Beaver and Jasper.
Beaver and Jasper. Okay.
Post a note.
And Nikki, I've got this here.
Yeah. And then the Board of Adjustments anywhere in the county, but they have to be two. Eddie, could you get her the regulations on that, or Bob?
There's a maximum number of people that you can have from an incorporated area, and I can't remember if it's one or two people without looking at the statute.
We have two right now.
And that's the most we can have, I believe.
So there's rules, but what I'd like to do is just direct Nikki to put it something so we can let people know, and then Monday we can bring it up again, just an open session.
I mean, anybody can let you know that they're interested, and you may have to say, well, you're eliminated because you live in the incorporated area or you're not in the right township or something like that.
Right, right. Park board members, I mean, we had a whole list. I don't know where they're at, but there was, okay, there's a whole list of people that wants to be on the park board. So I think we only have one position to fill on it.
In the park board, yes.
Yeah.
So do you not want the park board?
Yes, we need to bring it forward to put it on.
Curious, when we say the paper, are we talking about doing a public notice type of ad, or are we just asking the media to give us a freebie?
I think last time we did a press release, and they posted the press release. I'm hoping it doesn't cost us any money, but I think if we wrote something up, they will post it because they did it last time for us.
That would be wise in my eyes.
Yeah.
Press release will get more.
We'll get more attention.
People will go back and read them.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'd like to do a press release with these specifics, and then they can just post it. I know Hometown Daily News will post it that way too, so it will get more, and plus it doesn't cost.
So.
That's what I'd like to do.
Gotcha.
If we brought that up, gentlemen, if we brought it up on a through the week on a Monday, it might get on the radio two or three times. Is that what you're saying, Jim?
Well, I say we'd write the press release. It will get it'll get their online, which is a lot of people see the online, and then right. we can bring it up during the session, and it'll get on a different reason.
Okay.
So we can get it twice.
Make sure, Nikki, that we have got everything, because I think the terms that have expire December the 31st and start January, I'm not sure that there will be some park board members that are on there now that their terms may be... Some of those people were appointed in August, some of them in October. If we're going to get those year by year, or instead of so we can keep track of who's going to be appointed for certain years.
You'll have to do the check on all that.
Yeah, check on all that for me if you don't care to.
Okay. Mark Blackwell's here. I know that he's interested in serving again. Mm-hmm. Do you want to invite him? Or I know he's sending us an email or has sent us one. Or...
Mine got rejected.
Spam got it. Mine probably did too.
Yeah, I just pulled it up because I just got my spam report. But
okay,
it hasn't released it yet, but it will soon.
Bottom line is Mark would be pleased to serve again. Is that correct?
Okay, and I think, Eddie, you made a recommendation for Mark to serve again.
Right. We heard back from two other of the board members that are rolling off, Randall Cummings and Jack Johnson, I believe it was, off for a board, but one off of PZ, one off of BOA, and they both indicated they were interested in serving again.
Okay.
They were supposed to have contacted the office, your office there. I don't know if they have yet or not.
Who's the other one that hasn't?
Eddie, why don't you come up here with Bob?
The other one is, I'm going to look at this real quick.
Okay. Okay.
Tom Gideon.
Yeah.
On the Board of Adjustment. Board of Adjustment's a pretty tight board. They don't all agree on everything the same, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And they do. They've been very faithful and done a very good job for us, I think.
Eddie? Appreciate what you know, bringing those to us. I tell you, the reason that we wanted to post those it seems to me like from the 6 years that I've been here, every year there's more people that want to serve on the boards. And I know on the park board, I think we had like 16 or 18 to pick from, and we had two positions to fill. So every year as those come forward, well, I would... like to give the public the opportunity to at least feel like they had the opportunity to serve on board.
We ran through a time when we were short board members for BOA for a long, long time. So we're in a situation, I believe, with Jack Johnston where he did not have a full term, but the term that he was appointed to, kind of in the middle of that term, is expiring. And I think you probably have some of that on your park board too.
Yeah.
But that term is expiring, so... but he's, you know, they're there, and, you know, we just made the recommendation as to what we saw. And we haven't had anybody else apply to our office or anything like that. So they want to throw their hat back in the ring, we want to give them the opportunity to do that.
I think it's a good idea. It keeps the public informed and involved.
Okay. All right. Before we go to the next item, which is Planning and Zoning Code Book Land Planner Discussion, Helen, are you here for the domestic shelter? Can we go ahead and do that?
Yeah.
You want to get something to present to us? Or?
See you, Mark.
See you, Mark.
We'll get it through here sooner or later. It'll get through our system. See ya.
It's just by statute that I'm supposed to come before the commission to let you know that it's that time of year again where we take the application for the domestic shelter. That according to the statute, we are to, it's monies we receive just specifically for that. It's not like we're taking something out of the budget for that.
That's something else.
It's a shelter funding. It's from marriage licenses that the recorder does. $5 of each marriage license issued goes into this fund. And then there's a civil fee of $2 by the circuit court. And normally I'm supposed to come before you in November, but I didn't get here last month. And this money goes out the 1st of January. We only have one shelter that applies, has applied for the last 2 years, and that is a crisis center. The hiding place used to apply, but they no longer qualify for this funding. And so at this time, I just went in and looked, and at this time, we'll still be taking up money for them until the end of the year, but it's around $7,600 that we'll be giving out to this shelter. It's 95, we're doing 95%. I went ahead. I talked to Bob about this earlier, and by the looks of things and reading over the statutes with Bob this morning, I think maybe we have been keeping 10%, and it's only supposed to be 5% for administrative fees. And
okay.
So we're doing 95% to them, instead of the 90% we were doing, which comes up, it should be, I would say, close to around $7,800 that we'll give out to this shelter on the 1st of the.
So do we need a motion or anything? Or?
Yeah, you just need to go ahead and approve for me to put in for this. I'll put in for it, you know, about the middle of December, so that it'll come through accounts payable.
So
it'll
motion be- to fund domestic shelter, domestic.
The crisis center.
Okay, motion, I move that we fund the crisis center from the domestic shelter funding.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Questions? Question. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you for coming early.
Okay. Code book land. Planner. Discussion.
You want to do another easy one before we go to that one?
Can do that.
Eddie's here. That's
no, go ahead. It's fine.
The animal shelter. I mean, not animal shelter. Yeah, animal control agreements. Those are pretty easy. You reviewed them both, Bob, right?
Right. That's these. Them both. Yes.
Yeah. It's the lease and the agreement is what it is. We just have to sign it because it's time to renew.
I just did like a paragraph or two to extend the agreement, and then the lease. I just changed some of the terms so that it was updated. Basically.
Okay.
It's the same lease.
But we've already voted on it.
We voted on the funding, but the lease expires, so we have to redo it. This was last year. It's time to update it again.
Okay.
So motion to approve the lease and the agreement. Extension of the agreement between Taney County and the Health Department.
Okay. And I think that I got some kind of an email on that yesterday. I don't know whether it was of any importance in what we're...
It was, I think, the press release regarding the... Issue.
Parvo.
Oh. Parvo breakout.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll second your motion.
Okay.
And the lease is for a 1 year, I'm saying?
It's 1 year.
1 year deal.
And it's automatically renewable as long as they still have, unless we do something different, if they still have an agreement with us.
Great. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. All right. Ready to go to...
You want to do another easy one real fast?
Okay.
Let's do another one real fast here.
All right.
Supplement and cooperative agreement for child support services. But since Eddie's here, I know press is here to probably hear planning and zoning, so let's just wait for that because we don't want to make them wait. So let's just go to planning and zoning. So.
I'm just here to kind of update you. This meeting was requested to be scheduled once I had spoken with SMACOG. And a few other entities, and I've done that, and we rescheduled this. I talked with Diane May at SMACOG twice, once for about 30 minutes, and the second time for about 45 minutes. And she asked me to describe what we'd done so far and where we were and what was going on, asked me what book that we thought we would like to pattern ourselves after, some questions like that. And then she said, let me call you back. So she hung up the phone, and then she called me back at a later time. And... the good news is she thinks that the code book that we're wanting to use as a template is most excellent book to use. So we felt good about that and everything. She said she wasn't sure that they wanted to get involved in the process at this time. If we needed, they would, but she wasn't sure that it wasn't best for us to stay the course that we had started and just get settled on it and everything. She said, in her opinion, we had some tough decisions to make still and some ways to go and everything, but she suggested that we just stay the course that we're on and work through our conflicts and things like that. She did ask me if we would, when the draft document was finished, if we would submit that to them and they would review that for content and conflicts, make sure that it's compliant with state statute, and they would make recommendations to us on things that we may have omitted or overlooked or not considered. And she seemed to think that they might be able to get that done within the 10 hours at no charge to us, but if not, it should be close to that and there would just be an hourly rate. She said, I'm not going to quote you an hourly rate yet because this could be a little way out and our rates could change in that time period. So I asked her, I said, well, I'm going to ask you one more question. And first of all, she said consultations on the phone and advice are at no charge, and that we should feel free to contact her with any questions that we have. The charges begin when the request requires the assigning of staff to a project. So otherwise, she said she would be free to discuss things with us. And I asked her, I said, well, could you ballpark for me about how much and about how long if we were to hand you this project and ask you to do what we're wanting done? She said, no, I cannot. She said, but I would tell you many, many, and much, much is what I would tell you. many months and much, much money and everything. So, but again, she said, you've chosen some good documents to pattern yourself after. She said, stay the course that you've chosen and just get on with it. And said, and you're going to have battles, to fight. And it's going to pop up and as you go along. So that was her statement to me. I also talked with Matt at Clay County. Matt's the planning and zoning administrator in Clay County, and asked him if he would give me a copy of his code book in Word document form. He said yes, he would, and I think he's tried to email me that, and the file may be too large, and I have to go see IS to get that completely in. But he was agreeable; he would just let us have that. And also they're working on some changes in their code book, and he said, I'll send you those too when they're done. So he was agreeable with that. I called Stone County because you wanted to know about what they'd spent, how long that it had taken them. I talked to Joey yesterday, and she said they started in December, around December 27th of 08, and she was using some volunteers that had been on their planning and zoning board. She had five of those, and then she paired them up with some of the staff that she had and with some of the existing commissioners. And they began to work 3 days a week at the start, and then went down to 1 day a week. But they and these would have been eight-hour days, from what I understand. And they finished it up, I think it was September of this year. She said, basically what they had in the way of expense, that they'd taken Green County's book and began to use it. What they'd had in the way of expense was materials for printing and everything like that. They did have to hire a firm to create their maps, and they needed to hire a firm to put this onto their website, which they have not done at this particular time. She said, not counting, since all the labor was done voluntarily, they had no cost there or anything like that. But she said if the website and everything had come through and materials and everything like that, they were about what she budgeted was about $14,000 for that. So, and then lastly, that's off subject. So I will wait on that last one until we can answer any questions or anything for you on this.
Okay. Comments, discussion, or questions?
I've got a comment, and this will probably spark more comments. What would it take, or is this even advisable, if we were to arrange the P&Z office that would separate Eddie from being the manager of P&Z temporarily, so that he would have dedicated resource? And if we had to physically move him out of that location so he could start working on the Clay County book for revision, temporarily put someone in P&Z to kind of, if there needed to be a new temporary manager, and then look at getting a resource to help Eddie
knock this out, and just dedicate the resource, because it sounds like volunteer hour wise, you know, it's hard to say. It looks like I was surprised they'd get it done. They basically got it done in 18 months, probably working 8 to 16 hours on average a day. So my thought is, I like the $14,000 number that Stone County approximately spent. I don't like the 18-19 month number. So that's just a consideration, is still go out for help, but have Eddie dedicated to this thing until it's resolved.
Is that news to you, Eddie?
I heard just a little bit about that, but of course I'm very jealous of my position.
I said temporary.
I know, okay. But I've seen temporary things change. Okay. So, I don't know that my office, for the biggest part, couldn't operate. And I just see emergency things. I don't know. I know this would be priority. I do know that I came in this week with very little on my calendar so that I could work on marking up this book. And I've spent all week answering emails, questions about several different projects around here that have just eaten a lot of time. And we've got a huge public service request that we're trying to fill. And I've got, you know, some people on vacation and things like that. So it has eaten a lot of my time to where I haven't been able to hardly touch that. So there's some merit to both sides. I will tell you, I'm jealous of my position, not only because that's what I do, but because a lot of times you end up having to clean up messes. Mm-hmm. So I'm not opposed to that. So
the thought is exactly like you said: if we don't commit, I mean, physically commit
right.
time,
it could drag out.
It will drag out. Yes. It will never be a priority, and this is. For planning and zoning, this is the number one priority in my mind for planning and zoning.
And, of course, my motivation would be to get done quickly and get that person out of my office.
Right. But, see, my thought would physically move you away. That way you couldn't be distracted from day to day so that we could get this thing knocked out, because it's just going to happen like this forever. And
it's true. I mean, there's always people that want to talk, as in your office, they want to talk directly to you.
Right.
So... it does happen.
But that would also help us be able to, if I think under our current contract we have with Aegis, they have a different rate schedule based off of the resource they've got. Mm-hmm. And I haven't talked to Aegis and anything like that or anybody, but I would assume that if we've got some dedicated resource from our office, like you, Eddie, our hourly billable rate would be less than a lead engineer. So I would think it would help us curb costs, because otherwise, I don't, you know, the cost could be astronomical to do this book if we outsourced it 100%.
Sure.
I follow your point. I think it wise to consider, what was that term Eddie just threw out there, fixing things or I can see bringing somebody in that is very qualified. Mm-hmm. I'd hate to think about somebody coming in that's not very qualified.
Right.
But even someone that's qualified to come in on a temporary basis and try to get up to speed, it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Your idea is good. I just think we ought to be considering what the consequences might be of not having somebody that's really up to speed and been there and done that. And anyway, just throwing it on the table, not arguing one way or another. But
well, I mean, I think what I heard was, and Eddie and I were talking before the meeting started, Diane May's still there to, once we get the draft, you know, 95% done, she's going to review it with those hours to make sure we're in compliance with the state statutes and all that. So we don't have to be perfect.
Right.
Our version.
I mean, feel very good about her looking at that.
I like that checks and balances at the end, but that gives us a little bit of leeway to get the thing going. I just, you know, here we are, and it's no one's fault, and I'm taking my fair share of it, but here we are in December, and we haven't progressed very well here. and you know, I think we've made some progress saying Clay County is what we want to use and build off of and modify. That's a good step. But we, the next step is resources, and resources is really time. And we gotta, it's gonna just take time. We gotta do something.
Well, Eddie, I've, as you send out the minutes on the P&Z cases that come before you, I see that, you know, that they're, the numbers are way off just because,
yes, sir.
Just because of the economic time. I actually, Jim made this little statement there that we hadn't, you know, done as much maybe as we thought we was going to accomplish in this matter of time at our meeting at Lake of the Ozarks, visited with other, well, visited with Camden County, which had no building codes but had planning and zoning, and they had their restrictions around the lake.
Right.
And then slacked or less restrictions as they got a distance away from the lake.
Right.
And actually, I got the opportunity, and I talked to the commissioners there, and they were very upbeat about what they had started with that process. And then we had the opportunity to even visit with the man that drew their P&Z book up. And it wasn't actually, he was not a P&Z person. He was a community development specialist. And found that it was very interesting to talk to him about his perspective on working on this kind of thing. And so just to, I mean, I'm mainly saying this because of broadcast over the air, we have not slackened our time on, this is a constant on the county commission's mind.
And we put a lot of time in also.
And, right, and you're, so we're talking about trying to do something that we know has to be, as you called it, sometimes straightened up or a mess. And so when we do that, the more that we look outside and see success somewhere else and try to maybe use a little bit of that success that they've got, well, then I think we are making progress on it. Now, just sitting down and writing out what we want for a finished product. No, we are not going to do. We haven't done that yet, and I think that would be ill-advised at this point.
Done a lot of research, and yeah. Matter of fact, I talked to Camden County for quite a while. Camden County got a state statute to allow, I believe it was Camden County. They have what they call a lake area zone, mm-hmm. and the state recognizes that, you know, and that's where some of the rub was. We have east, west, north, south, whatever the case might be. They did recognize for them a lake area zoning, and in talking with their administrator there, he said, once you cross a certain line, this book no longer applies down here, even though it's the same county. There's a different set of rules for it. So, but it did take a state statute to totally change that, I guess, to what my understanding was. I don't know that that's necessary here that we do something like that, but
I don't either. But I thought it was. I'm just saying the ideas that are out there are different and
right.
can be used.
And in talking with all these people, they would give me. They would say, now when you get into this situation, think about using this. So we've done a lot of research, you know, to see what's gonna work and how we can address some situations and things like that. So, and of course, you know, that just takes a lot of time. To research and then to get their book and to read and everything like that. So, you know, that's we're it's not like we're not doing anything.
Mm-mm.
And everything and our numbers for our permits and stuff are down a little bit this year. However, I will go back and remind you that even though those numbers are down from 2 years ago, they're down a little bit from the previous year also. In that time period, we had to change a lot of the way business was done, and we've had to add extra meetings and things like that in with. So we begin to eat a little more time there. I would before we actually hire somebody to come in and sit down and kind of watch over the office and everything. Like,
and I'm not saying hire someone to watch over the office.
Okay.
I'm not saying spend that money to hire somebody.
Okay.
Because I don't think the workload is of such that...
Right, that's what I was going to say.
I don't think the workload... when I say hire somebody, it was hiring someone to sit with you to do the code book. I'm not saying hiring two people.
Okay.
And that may be where I misunderstood. It's misunderstood. We have resources within the county that we could shift some resources to cover some workload as the manager of the P&Z, that we could cover the workload internally. And then in cases of, once a week for 4 hours, you become the manager to deal with administrative stuff.
That's what I was going to suggest.
But I'm not saying hire someone just to be a temporary. That's not what I'm saying.
In the event they need to speak to somebody, hire you go to.
Correct. At least there's a leader. There's at least a chain of an organizational structure. But you're not it predominantly because you're over here with another with the paid resource getting this code book done. I'm not saying hire a temporary source. Yeah. For that, if you understood it that way, I miscommunicated.
Well, traditionally we do slow down a little bit at the end of December and first of January here, but and I could envision that there's certain things that do fall to me to do that we can be handled, with a few hours concentrated effort and everything like that. But to sit in the office, you're right. It's yes, he's here. No, you can't talk to him. The public's not going to care for
right.
that.
Right. So we got to have something to separate. Yeah. But
yes, sir.
That's what when I meant temporary. Okay. I didn't mean hire somebody. I meant if we have Mr. Suti temporarily because he's in the same building. Right. Temporarily, he's.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to dump anything on Frank either. But Frank's been involved with us, and he's on the board.
We've got resources that can take a phone call of concern from a citizen.
Right.
That can be addressed and not necessarily has to be addressed by you, but somebody who has some authority.
Yes, sir.
So that's what I mean. I'm not saying about doing anything about hiring somebody because we don't need
the extra expenses to start with.
Exactly.
So have you thought about the paid resource to assist a...
Well, actually, no, I haven't. I mean, the reason what I was trying to do is... If we could even embrace the concept of, I see Eddie's time right now, with the exception of budget, this is the slowest time for the next 60 days. We pretty much have a lot of hours that Eddie could commit to this project.
Yes.
And so I think we could get a huge head start if we gave a resource over the next 60 days. But I needed to make sure the concept was, we had to talk through the concept about, could we take him out of that position of leadership in the P&Z so he could dedicate himself? I mean, and once we're that, then we can talk with Aegis. We can, we have requests for qualifications from all of our engineering companies. If we wanted to say, this is what we need, write a little quick scope and see who would come back with a rate. I don't know what it'll cost. I don't know any of that. All I know is I knew I needed to see what the resource was first. And even while we're figuring out that help resource, Eddie could still get a head start on the code book, even while we're thinking about that paid resource. So I don't have that thought through on that.
Right. It sounds to me like, and you haven't said anything, but it sounds to me like we're going to take the recommendation of Ms. May to go with the course of action that we've set forth as far as converting the one book into another book. And
I think so. I mean, guys, I mean, it seems like it'd be a little faster for us versus trying to fix a broken code book that we have.
We're still going to look at some items on our code book in the December meetings.
Correct.
And we'll be bringing you some recommendations on that, hopefully in by the end of December also, trying to fix some issues. And there's a couple I just need to get with you guys on. It can be individually or whatever. But I'd like to make sure that, again, if we're going to make a recommendation to you, that it's worthwhile and everything. So... I think some of them we've kind of got worked out and everything, but and it may give us a quick fix until the rest of it's done. So, because you've got a lot of meetings and everything to go, once you get a code book that you're willing to present to the public, you may still be, several months out and everything. So, on changing that, so I think we still need to pursue the
changes that you're talking about. Yeah. Well, I guess if you're wanting an answer on staying or using that book for a guidance and making changes within our book with that guidance book, that's I'm fine with that.
Okay. So we're going to stay. So Eddie, stay the course.
Okay.
That's the first thing. But what about when is a good time for you for this? I'm talking through this concept about Eddie's resource. When can we revisit it? Kind of, I mean, because I'm after we leave, we're going to have more questions about what about this scenario and this scenario. Do you want to post another meeting next week to kind of finalize or think through this whole process again about Eddie as a resource? And that gives us time to answer Chuck's question, which is the cost of the resource that's going to sit with Eddie and work with Eddie, or, you know, I mean, we don't have those answers, but that would give us time to kind of do some more research, and maybe revisit the first part of next week, maybe Wednesday or something.
That'd be all right with me.
Chuck?
Cost is important.
Yeah.
My first thought, though, was who is going to be the resource.
I think that'll have to be talked with whoever we decide to go with.
Well, you gentlemen had, I guess, the request for quote on this whole thing, and, or qualifications and everything like that. So however y'all choose, that would be up to you. That's totally your decision. I don't know who's even available to you or anything like that. So,
well, I think if we were to give this scenario to the engineer firm Aegis, they could, you know, their rate schedule, they would say this is the person that would do this, and then just from a due diligence, we can look at our other engineering RFQs we have on file and say, what is that resource? Given the same scenario, what is your resource line item? And then quite quickly we could say, what is the rate that we're going to be paying? I mean, that's because the scope of the existing contract that's not temporarily on hold that's not the same scope that we're operating under now right now. But that's how I would say is we'd have to see, take all things in consideration, and obviously Aegis has been involved with this process and more familiar with than ever with our code book through the time. So, I don't have an answer. I mean, I don't have an answer on that.
Well, I'll try to. I think even with a dedicated resource, we don't want to just bring them in on day one until we have something for them to look at. So, I mean, there's a little bit of, I guess, the way we view the process and everything would be interesting to see how we want to go about that. But also, we don't want that person just sitting there looking at us, waiting for us to give them something to do. I guess what I'm trying to say, if we're paying by the hour, we want to be a little bit ahead of the game so that they have work to do or whatever. So,
hey, how are you doing that, Eddie? As far as review, are you just taking certain sections that are the simpler sections and going through those? And how? I mean, you're not. Are you starting from page one and going straight through, or
what I've you know, like I've shown you this before. The Clay County book is split into sections, and I think there's some things that don't require any kind of decisions on our part when you're talking about the authority of why you have the book and everything like that, and why this ordinance is in place and what state statutes it deals with and everything like that. Those don't really take any decision on our part and everything. Yeah. So we can go in and mark those up and make those particular to Taney County. We can make sure that what's in this book and what in this, you know, we're more concerned, I think, as far as under authority and stuff like that, that what our book says we're okay with.
I know that's basically what I'm asking you. You've got state things that you don't have any control over at state statute. Right. But whenever you get to the other parts that we have specified, are you taking the simpler ones, like you'll have a section that would not pertain to any particular item of PNC, and are you working through that? Are you going starting at point A in the book and working through the whole book?
I was going to start at point A and work through the book. Of course, I've already been working on some of these other sections individually and everything like that. But the reason being is you want just to make it all fit together and then give whoever's working with us the ability to see the continuity of what's going on, because if we pull a section out here and a section out there, it's hard to make it all fit back together.
You can't go from point A to point Z anyway. If you take something out in part A, it may affect something in part M, O, and Q. So you go through from A to Z, but you have to also be looking at the entire document when you go through.
Right. If this says something about C section 15.1, and I say, well, we're getting rid of that, I need to go over to section 15.1 and see if I need to get rid of something in there also, or if it needs to reference something else. So it's while when we get into some of these areas, we've got some ideas that we know we want to change everything. I'm making some notations in there so that when we get to that section, we've already made those notations.
I think that, now just, you know, how blunt I am about saying things, I think that's part of the problem is that we have, anytime you have a, it's kind of like using our statute book. Mm-hmm. When it refers, you get over here so far and it refers back to, or you're reading the front part and it actually says a memo what's in front of it, you get too much of that. And the first thing you know, you're reading 15 pages to cover one subject. So that's where I think the elimination of some of those things can take place, or a simplified version can take place. And I think that's what we're going to be looking at. Because I'm not going to be the one writing it.
That's why we tried to, two years ago, we tried to make this thing interactive. So if it said refer to section so-and-so, you could click on that, it'd take you right there, you could read it, and you could come right back. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you don't have that electronically, then you're doing the flipping and everything. But it does get very confusing. This refers to this section, but then this section refers to another section. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do that. Sometimes it's easier just to kind of paraphrase and restate what that says right there. And everything, instead of referring it somewhere else, but it all needs to fit together. This definition's necessary here because it tells you something here and something here.
I kind of think that Jim, that I agree a lot with what your idea was, because I think Eddie already has an idea of what the commission wants to see in the final product, and also he has an idea of everything that in there that relates back to each item that he's talking about, or
right,
each subject matter that he's talking about. So
that's the only thing I think he could fast track a lot of the issues that we're dealing with, that he knows we're representing the constituents that said we can't. I don't care what the code book, we have to address it this way in Taney County,
right,
and truly customize it. That's why I said if we could dedicate Eddie as the primary resource and then have supplemental, through an engineering firm to help stay the course and get this thing done. But the only way to do that is to get him out of his office so that he's not wearing multiple hats. So that's the whole thought is I think we'd be more effective and we actually would spend less money outsourcing because he is making those adjustments. And so anyway, that just... But if we can, we can repost it for maybe Monday afternoon, because what we're looking for is, think through the process, get some rates. We've got a flexible schedule next week, so we've got some times that we can work this out.
This is Friday. Why don't we think about Wednesday?
That's what I was looking. I looked at Wednesday. But anyway, we can repost it, and that way we can get some. And because I'm sure, I kind of sprung this on Eddie just as a thought I've been thinking about over the last multiple days, and that gives him time to think about how the office operate, and all those things. And Wednesday may be as soon as he can think through the whole process. So,
as we were at the meeting up there, and we talked, this was brought up about every meeting that we had a breakout session of the commissioners. Jim and I brought up PNZ.
Sure.
And a lot of people came to us with ideas, and a lot of them came to us and said, hey, we spent way too much money here that we shouldn't have spent. We should have done it this way. Or we ended up with three different parts that cost us more than what we really should have spent. Mm-hmm. We should have done this or that. Everybody has problems with dealing with this same thing that we have, and everybody that has PNZ implemented has those same difficulties that whenever they were writing their book. But as we look at them, they took a pattern off somebody's.
Sure.
But they implemented their own ideas into
exactly
their,
right.
that applied to their county.
And that's why I told you several months ago, how we go about it, I don't really care, but I do care what we put into it because I've dealt with a lot of the people in the county and stuff like that, and with, you know, with you guys, and you know, I didn't have anything to do with the writing of this book, but I've been admonished many, many times to do what that book says, and so I do. Now, I don't like everything that book says, but to stay in compliance with state statutes and laws and with you gentlemen, I do what that book says, as the way I understand it anyway. Because there's a lot riding on that. Some of it I'd like to see gone. Some of it I'd like to see changed. Some of it, however you guys would like to see it, it's fine with me because, you know, it's not really a concern to me. As far as, you know, if that's our rules and regulations, that's what we've got to adhere to. But, you know, I'm open to, you know, a lot of the changes we're looking at. I'm open to that. I don't have a problem with it. But, you know, we've got to get it done, or we've got to do what this one says.
Basically, what you just got through saying is there's some things in there that you don't really know why they're in there. And
sure.
So whenever your public comes to you, you say it's in the book, it's a part of the regulations, so I have to enforce it.
Exactly.
But I really don't know why it's in there. You don't tell them that.
No.
But
this book was written before
yeah.
I was ever here.
So.
And I've asked many people, why do we do this? And a lot of times people can't recall. Now, there was a reason why they did it, I'm sure. And as I've researched some things, I've found some reasons why we've done things. But, you know, like it or don't like it, if it's in there and you happen to run up against it, that's what we have to do. Unless we can change it or something like that. And it's not something you can just change today by saying change it. So.
All right, we'll repost then.
Repost for Wednesday.
We have I don't know if y'all need to speak with that.
Yeah, I want to invite Joe if he's got questions or comments or anything. Okay.
Good.
Can I get about a 5-minute resource?
We'll take a recess.
Oh, we'll have to look to see our scheduling is. And
yeah. All right, take a 5-minute recess.
Do you want me to go?